Okay, good morning. I just want to just mention, we started mentioning some common books used for learning Hilchos Shechita. So we mentioned Simla Chadasha. That was by Rav Alexander, I forgot the exact name. Rav Alexander Shor. Sender Shor. And that was written about a couple hundred years ago, and that's always been one of the most commonly used Sfarim for learning Hilchas Shechita, to be a Shochet. And another one that was written about 100 years ago by Rav David Chamin is Beis David. And that's also that's written, obviously, later. And it's more common among the Hasidim to learn Simla Chadasha. I learned with Simla Chadasha, doesn't prove anything. And a little more by the Leitaim to learn by using Beis David. Of course, you can use both, you could use other Svarim. Okay, but those are the two main ones that are when learning to get Kabbalah. Okay, we left off in the middle, a little bit towards the end of the Ramah in Hilchos Shechita, Siman Aleph, and Siman Seif Aleph. So it reads, V'lachein nohagim shekol abayim lishchot somchin aleim lechadchila. So now, once we have the concept of we don't shecht without getting Kabbalah, so now, whenever we see somebody, we assume that he has Kabbalah, and we're even more makel than before. V'lo bat kina notam, lo bat chila, v'lo basof. So if we assume the guy has a shochet, has Kabbalah, and we don't even have to check him, not before, not afterwards. The kol ha-metzui netel shechita kavar, not lu Kabbalah lifnei chacham. Because whoever we see is doing shechita, we assume already got Kabbalah. So it was properly tested and certified. And so it also became very popular. I have and many have, is now you get it in writing, a certificate, and it's what we call Kabbalah. V'kol shochet, af al pi shenatal Kabbalah, yer shiachzor liprakim hilchot shechita. He points out, even though you learned it once, and you got Kabbalah, you still must repeat it. Shiyu shigurim b'fiv b'lvavo, and so it has to be regular on your lips and in your heart. Shelo yishkachem, so you don't forget it. And the Baragola, he writes that when a person starts to learn, he should learn all the halachos every single day for the first 30 days. And then after 30 days, you review all the halachot every single month, at least for the first year. Some say forever, but he writes for the first year. And then, every certain period, is not specific, you have to make sure you review it all over again. Okay, so you don't forget. Ukamo shehadin behochos shechita ubemisha ba'alishchot kachu adin behochos bedikos hareya. So, we're going to see about bedikos hareya leya, checking for the lungs. Sirchas b'mi sheba livdok v'dinam k'minhagim shave b'chol zeh. So it's all similar. Okay. Anyway, Kabbalah for both. V'yesh lebeis din lachor v'lidor shachar bodkim v'shochtim. And then the beis din, the ashkachas, should make sure that they're on top of things and checking. V'liroshiu b'kim u'mumchim u'ksherim. To make sure that they're still b'kim and mumchim and that they stay k'sherim. Because it's a huge problem, and for people if with shchichot ubedikos, ha'masurim lako. Because if you just give it to everybody, you can have great isurim that coming out. We're feeding everybody from this food. V'im batku eze shochet ubodik v'nimtza she'eno yodea. So now, what happens? If you check somebody and you find out, he doesn't really know. Im natal pam achas Kabbalah. So if one time in his life we know he got Kabbalah, so he was already muchzak as 100% a kosher shochet, and now you find out he's no longer kosher, he no longer knows the halachot, he's not careful with the knife, or whatever it is. Ein matrifin lemafreya ma sheshachat. So the Ramah points out that lemafreya, you don't have to worry. Only once you catch him or you find out that he doesn't know anymore, that's when you have to worry about That's when you have to worry. Starting from now is when everything becomes treif, whatever you have. And but Lama Freya, you don't have to worry about it. Anything you already bought from him and cooked and from before, or you got from the shochet, your dishes, everything that was done before you found out is 100% kosher. The amrinan hashtahu d'itra. It's now. Again, this is, we don't know how far back you forgot, but the halacha says we assume the halacha, he has a cheskas kashrus until today. Only from now on is it a problem. Okay, now, and so this is the right. This is what the Rama writes. This is the, just to point out the Taz is machmer, and he says even lemafreya, you have to go back. And the meat and the kelim, you have to kasher. Even when you catch him. He says, even before you catch him, anything that you got from him, you have to assume was treif.
In which case, did he have a Kabbalah or didn't have a Kabbalah?
When he did have Kabbalah.
His arm was on the Ramah.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Now, some are, there's different, sometimes there are different, give me a machalik, on which halacha it is, what the issue is. For example, in Madane Shulchan, he points out maybe it's some are more, more. If it's an issue with the knife, it's a bigger problem, because then maybe even the Mafreya, he forgot to check the knife. But if it's an issue with Shia or Hadrasa, just based on his normal hergel, his habit, it's less of a problem. Anyways, it depends how to deal with it, Lamaisa. Okay. Now, if you have, he also points out, even according to the Taz, if you have a good reason to assume, you could assume, that he was fine up until you checked him, then even the Taz could be mekel, would be mekel. For example, let's say a person was sick, and something happened to him. He got into a car accident, or any kind, anything would happen, and then, and so then it makes sense that, okay, when he got sick is when he forgot. It depends what kind of sickness. But that could be one. Or if a guy stopped shechting for 20 years and then he wants to start up again, so then the Taz makes more sense. But so it, you know, so there's different different stud and went to okay, have some meruba. So anyways, let's go on. Aval im lo natal kabbalah me'olam, if you never had kabbalah, so then you never had a cheskas kashrus. Koma sheshachat treifa. Anything you did in the past is considered a treifa. Gam kol hakelim shebishlu behen ma sheshachat tzrichin hechsher. When you find out that it's treif, right? In the cases that you go back, you know, from now or lemafreya, then also all the kelim also need you have to kasher them. Now it happens to be a machloket in the poskim if it's b'nei yoman or eino b'nei yoman. Okay, I think which one? All right, what is machloket achronim had a paskin if you go lemafreya or not. Now I know most of the poskim in general say that you do need to kasher your kelim even if it's after 24 hours, but it is a machlokas. I had a paskin in that way. In Madane Shulchan, he points out that he doesn't necessarily point out straight out, but he does say it's the Rashba who says you have to kasher the kelim and perhaps even Einam B'nei Yoman. And it's the Rashba who also holds that when it comes to Kli Cheres, you can kasher Kli Cheres with Hagala if you do it three times. So normally we don't do Hagala with Kli Cheres. The Rashba holds you are allowed to. So he says, in this case, if it's Einam B'nei Yoman, and it's otherwise you're going to have to throw away your dishes, he says you can kasher it with Hagala three times. Obviously for metal, one time would be enough. So anyways, just want to point out, so this halacha regarding shechita also has halachic ramifications. Let's say it happens you find out your local butcher has treif chickens. So I just want to point out two sad, perhaps interesting stories in relatively recent history. It happens every so often, hopefully not too often. So the most recent one I know was Tohini Kosher in Los Angeles in 2013. So there was a butcher that they found out that a lot of the, I don't know if it was chicken or meat, but a lot of it was coming was from a treif source. So now the city had to deal with, what do we do with everyone who has their chickens in the freezer or they cooked with them? So what do you do? So the psak from Rav Belsky at the time, which everybody went with, is in this specific case. Now, for every case, you have to check the metzias and anyways. So what happened was it seemed to be clear most of the food was kosher in the actual butcher. So I'm saying obviously if you bought from other places, then you have your own question. What's often you can tell where it's from. But anyways, this butcher, most of it was kosher. So he paskened that you don't have to throw away your dishes, you don't have to kosher them, and anything if you bought it after the date, then it was maybe he was machmer. But if anything before the date that he was caught, the discovery, so then for sure everything before that for sure is okay. And so it's related to this halacha, and that I believe even if it's ben yomo, it would still be okay. Although in general, obviously by definition, in general, it was already past ben yomo, but when everybody found out. I spoke to Rav Sauer in Los Angeles, and he also added that he believes it may have been a problem of, again, it depends. I'm not sure if he's saying that for sure it was an issue, but he did raise the issue of kol kavua kamech sedame. We're going to get to this much later in Yeridea, but the halacha is a butcher shop is a makom kavua, and if you're taking it from there, even though most butchers might be kosher, but this one comes from here. So the question is, anyways, so here the meat might have been an issue. Again, I'm not going to say for sure one way or another. And we're finding out when it's in your house. But even if you want to say it might be an issue of kavua, that, and so therefore you have to say it's a 50% chance, and therefore you have to be machmer. So he says that the whole din of this kavua, kamech seidame, it's a chiddush. It's a din Torah, but it's a chiddush. And therefore, I think he says it's the shach, maybe it's in Kof Yud, who says it's you don't have to be machmer lemafreya. Only lehaba, so that's one thing he added to that story. Now, one other interesting case was when in Muncie.
The whole issue of
So, I understand. So, when we get now, another interesting case was in Muncie, was when Hatzalah Grocery. So he Hatzlacha. There you go. Thank you. Hatzlacha Grocery, and so there, it was found out. Now the metzias, I believe, there was kimat all of the meat was 100% treif, and it was all these cases. It was a fluke how they found it. I think it was a family member came to a wedding, and he knew that the source of the meat stopped producing kosher food, and he asked him where he gets his food from, and he said, okay, and he gave the same source. The source for the meat that or chicken that went to the butcher was Shevach Butcher. So Shevach Butcher was the one who really was the one who's... it could be that Hatzlacha was 100% innocent. I have no idea. That could be. But it was Shevach Butcher, who was the supplier for the grocery, that's where the problem happened. And it turned out that he was caught red-handed and everything was... essentially treif. So he didn't have rov to rely on. So I believe most of the poskim, the general psak that I understood from Rabbi Haber, and I think I saw something similar on Yeshiva World back, that the general consensus was you have to even be machshar kelim, even though it was eno ben yomo, was beyond 24 hours. Again, not everybody, I think it's Breslauer. At the time it was Mako, and he said it's Hefsid Meruba, and it's not Ben Yomo, and we see that's very similar to this Machlokas over here on Eino Ben Yomo. And had a kasha the kelim, so then basically it said everyone ask your own Rav, had a kasha your kelim, and that's a whole other story. And Rabbi Haber joked a little bit because he said, I never bought from this Shavach or Hatzlacha because he was always too expensive, telling everyone how great and how kosher he was. And so, anyway. And then I think he pointed out, I'm not sure which butcher he's talking about, but then he said when it closed, that butcher moved to southern Israel and opened up another butcher shop. So, I don't know. But, okay. Let's continue here. But yeah, it's a machlokas shach and tas regarding bediyavid. If it's eino ben yomo or not, what do you have to do? Okay, let's go on. Now we're starting seif bet. Ein sarich shiyeda kol chiluke adinim. Now the shochet, when you test him, he doesn't have to know every little detail of hilchas shechita. Ala im omer al davar ze hayiti mistamet b'shoel. If he tells you, oh, on this detail, it doesn't come up so often, most shochim don't really know it, or not everyone remembers it, I don't remember. This I know, I wasn't sure, and I would ask. So that's the equivalent of getting the answer correctly. Ad she'omer ala asur mutter. Unless you actually, but if he makes a mistake, even if it's a detail, and you get it and on something that's mamash aser, and he tells you, oh yeah, that's mutter, so that's then he becomes a real problem, and you have to basically remove him until he gets retested. And the poskim say also, even if he says on something that is really mutter, and he paskins it's aser, that's also a major problem. Okay. Right. And so basically you have to get retested, and makabel tshuva and on his mistake, and to do more chazara. Haga, ubodkin oto bedine hilchos shechita, and you test him on hilchos shechita. Ubedin bedikas sakin, ubedin bedikas simanim leachar hashechita, and you have to test. You have to test him on how he checks his knife, how he smooths it, and also on. If he knows how to check for simanim, right? The kana and the veshet, the windpipe and the trachea. V'im shachat, v'leite kaman l'mivdikeit. Now, if he was already shochet and you can't test him anymore, mikol makom yivdiku b'simanim. But you should afterwards. He's not there anymore to test him, so you go. You should go try, if you're able to, right? Go yourself and go check the simanim that most of them are shechted, right? At least one for the chicken and two for the behema. The kolma de efshar lemivdak bet kinan. The zalacha is whatever you're able to check, you have to check. The kol zeh b'makamot shelanagu lito kabbalah. Now this is in the olden days when there was no concept of getting this kabbalah certification. Aval b'makamot shenagu lito kabbalah. But when we get kabbalah, kagon b'nei Ashkenaz, it's the whole world nowadays. V'hanimshachin achareim, and those who follow Ibn Ashkenaz, ein hagim livdok acharav klal, right? So we said this before, and there's no need to check whatsoever. Okay, now, some write, Chacham HaSadam, Beis Hillel, that nowadays, since they have these pamphlets of the basic halachos that you need to know to be a shochet, so then, they're even more mekel, more machmer. That if you don't know, because if you don't know the basic halachos that every shochet knows, then it shows, it's like a real pagam on you, and it shows that maybe you don't learn correctly, or you're just not capable of keeping up. So, anyways, depends on the situation, depends on the Rav HaMachshir. Okay, it depends which halacha. Okay. And let's see. Right, and if a person got Kabbalah, we're not worried that he forgot, and that's, but usually, okay, let's go on. Now, there are some places, it really depends on your place, and the Rav HaMakshir, but some places, when a person in general has Kabbalah or is given Kabbalah, I'm not sure how common this is, but it's done al tanai, that it's only has. For licensing, usually you get your certification, and every whatever, let's say in America, every couple years you have to get recertified, and it expires. So too, there are places where when Kabbalah is given, or based on the minhag makom, that it essentially expires, and you have to get recertified every number of years. So. Right. Smicha, I never heard of such a thing. But if... anyways, if yours expires, you have the halachic status is not having Kabbalah. Just like if you're a dentist or whatever you do and it expires, you're not allowed to practice. So that's the same thing. Anyways, it depends on your Kabbalah and your the minhag makom. Gimel. Mi shiyodim bo she'eni yodei halacha shechita. Now, a person knows about himself. I don't know Hilcha Shechita. Afilu shachat lefeneinu ar... Oh yeah, others know about him. Shidim bo, she'en yodei Hilcha Shechita. Correct. So, it could be the same, but let's go on. To what extent, right? So anyways, others know about him, he doesn't know Hilcha Shechita. And he shechted in front of us, right? It could be when you're learning, for example. Afilu shachat lefeneinu arba chamisha pe'amim. We saw him shecht 4 or 5 times correctly in front of us. Shechita haguna ureuya, proper shechita that they're able to eat from. But then, but he didn't get Kabbalah yet. All right? Or whatever certified according to those days. Nowadays it'd be Kabbalah. Vishachat achar kach beino levein atzmo. And then afterwards he shechts all on his own. Shechitato psula. All right, let's say he went to the shecht house by himself to practice. And he said, He knew he knows how to do shechita, but it doesn't matter. He didn't get Kabbalah, and even though he did in front of us many times, it could be 10 times, 100 times, it doesn't matter. He didn't get Kabbalah, so and he didn't do it in front. So anything he doesn't do in front of you, right? You who is a shochet. So then psula, then it's pasul. You can't eat it, and it's mamash aser, even if it gets mixed in with ta'arovet, right over here. It's all aser, unless maybe if it's batel barov, that's we're gonna get to later. Unless it's a chaticha harauya lischabed, it's like a huge big chunk of meat or a chicken, whatever it is. So then it's not batel barov. Okay. So anyways, it has all those psulim. In other words, it's 100% treif. Okay. Now that I just said that, I want to just say something important. I just called something treif. So I just want to point out, technically, now, we often, in the books, in the Sfarim, when you speak to people, Lashon Bnei Adam, treif means not kosher. And you'll see sometimes it's writes, shenitraf, it became a treifa. But the real halachic definition, so I'm going to do that sometimes, you'll see that in the poskim. We're not makbid when we say the word treif or shenitraf. What treif means, it means, according to Chazal, it's not able to live for a year, and it's going to die. So it's considered sick. It's not going to live for a year, and according to the Din Torah, it's not kosher. It's usher to eat it, right? So technically, a treifa could be walking, it could be alive, or it could be dead. Still, the treifa is still the correct terminology.
You can even have had a kosher shechita.
You can even have had a kosher shechita, and it's still a treifa. Exactly. Nevela is really the more correct terminology for our purposes of Hilchot Shechita. Nevela means it's dead and it wasn't shechted kehalacha, with or without a knife, it could be a gunshot, it could be stunned, electric shock, whatever it is. And then that turns it into a nevela. And by definition, it has to be dead. So normally when we're learning Hilchot Shechita, the correct terminology would be nevela, but that's not what's Belashon Bnei Adam. So it makes a big difference for Tuman Tara. Tuman Tara is based on Nevela and Shchuta, and not Trefa. Right. You can have Trefa that is a Nevela or a Shchuta. Okay, very good. I think we got that. Okay. Did we do Gimel? We did Gimel. We're in the middle. Afilu Sha'alu Lo. Even if they asked him, Asita Kach V'Kach, is this how you did it when we were not watching? Umitoch chivato nirish shachat karoi. And he answered 100%. He knew Shia, he knew Adrasai, which we're going to get to later. Ein lismach alav. You're not allowed to rely on him. Filo amar barili shachatit tiyafa. Even if he says, I know for sure I shachted correctly, doesn't matter, you can't follow him. Haga, umishadark with alef, and a person who is normal to pass out or to get lightheaded or queasy. V'anu yoidim she'eno muchzak, and we know that he's such. V'shachat v'amar barili shaloni telafti ne'aman miachar she'adeh halachat shechita. So you could be ne'aman on yourself. That is, he knows all the halachot. He got Kabbalah for that, but we know you might have an issue. We do trust him to say that he didn't get lightheaded. Once he's lightheaded, if he knows he got lightheaded, then we don't know for sure if he maybe messed up with Shia. But if he knows the halachot, and he knows, and he got Kabbalah for that, and he knows he wasn't lightheaded, then you don't have this problem. Okay. I think we'll stop here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.